What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to this fabulous Saturday in February. So I'm here to answer a specific question for you live on this broadcast, and I always appreciate that y'all call in. And I do take new callers first, so it is a ritual I've started on this program ever since I've been on the air, and we are actually celebrating. Are you ready for this? March will be 14 years that I'm doing this program on Blog Talk Radio. There's some new things about to happen with my program coming up a little later this year, and of course I'll keep you all updated. But if you're interested in something deeper with your question, this is where you ask it. So I'm looking for people to call in with a specific question. So this is not what does the universe want to tell me, that's a full reading with me. So it is a specific question, like what's going on with my career, or I'm having trouble with a certain person, or is he the one? Those are the kind of questions that we like to answer on the broadcast. So I'm going to go to area code 929. Hello, 929. Who's this?
I'm Alice Stacy. How are you?
Hi, Stacy. What's your question today?
Huh. Okay. So just wanted to see, I'm trying to do a move, and I'm looking right now, and I have a realtor helping me. So at the end of the month, I will have all the money together. Just wanted to see, do you think something can happen for me in March or April?
Okay, so do we just want to address the question of what's the energy around the move, or are you actually looking for specific timing?
The energy around the move. I think it's...
Okay,
yeah.
That was the right way to ask that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, yes,
oh, Stacey, yeah. I'm drawing your cards right now. So what I really, really love about your move here, if you could actually design the move to be closer to the end of March, it would be easier for you. So the biggest vibration I'm getting is try not to rush this.
Okay.
The more you very quietly, very pragmatically, very easily let go, the easier this move's going to be. What I love about your cards is you have a card that talks about, your major card in this spread of cards is a card in traditional tarot called the Wheel of Fortune, all right? When the Wheel of Fortune comes up upright, it's stupid, dumb luck. It's like Publisher's Clearinghouse showing up and giving you $20,000 a week for the rest of your life. You don't have it in that position. You have it in the position that you have very, very systematically worked out the details. You've done the hard work to make this move happen. So my thought is Don't try to rush this to move by the end of February. Instead, spread it out so that you can leisurely move, say, by the end of March. So if you're in a in a rental right now, you go to your landlord and say, I'm just letting you know that I'm moving out at the end of March. But you may start moving stuff the March 2nd. Do you see what I mean? But you're going to do it in a very easy, step-by-step way. And you're probably going to get rid of things that no longer apply to your new life. You know, it's interesting. I had a friend of mine that was decided to go on kind of a fitness regimen, and she actually stuck to that for the new year, which of course, you got to give her, you know, huge credit for that. Well, she's already lost 20 pounds. So in the 20 pounds, she's lost 20 pounds, but she's going through her wardrobe, and any pants that now feel loose, she's donating them to charity so that there's no fat pants in her closet. Do you see what I mean? So
yes.
Not only is this a move for you physically, it is also a move for you spiritually. So the way this is coming up, Stacy, is that this very planned, very pragmatic move is something that's working to your benefit in a very, very big way. So I'm happy for you, but I would, again, I would stretch it out so you're not rushed in any way at all to move into your new space. And then I always recommend that people sage the new space before they move in. So on my website, which is www.mona.vegas, it explains how you can sage your own house. It's super easy. And I wrote it all out specifically because, you know, there are people that think they can't do it themselves. Of course you can do it yourself. So you go to Whole Foods or Sprouts or some store or even on Amazon.com and you order yourself some sage sticks, the sage burning wands, and then you do that before you put one stick of furniture in your new place.
Sounds, I will. I definitely will, Mona.
All right, Stacy, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, and I'm also going to do a private reading with you before I move too, because I have other
Sounds
things
great.
I want to talk
okay,
to you about.
Just,
okay,
just reach out to
I
me.
Promise.
I'll look forward to talking with you further. Thanks a lot. See ya.
Okay, bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to, oh, that person dropped and they were a new caller. Oh, well, okay. So now I'm going to go to area code 512. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Sherry.
Oh, hi, Sherry. What's your question today?
Hi there. Well, I'm going through something. It's coming to a head. It's been going on for about 4 years. It's not a good situation, but I finally got enough documentation to push it through, and I'm a little nervous about doing it, and I just want to see if there's any feeling about any pointers I need to watch out for.
So here's what's really interesting about your spread of cards. What you've had to deal with for the last 4 years is so awful and so unfair, and the fact that you had to address it at all is messed up. It's like I have a client of mine that has taken over reorganizing a company, and it and she was behind the eight ball to start doing it, because when they hired her as a consultant, they didn't tell her everything until she got in there and found out it was actually a huge crap storm. Okay, well, you have been dealing with this very, very unfair energy for all this time. Now, the happy news is all the other cards that first, it's addressing the fact that this is uncomfortable for you. But secondly, you have two cards here that are major cards that I absolutely love. One is a card that talks about resources coming out of the blue to help you. So it may be that you yourself have already discovered that you yourself have reached out and said, you know, hey, when this happened, do you remember when this happened? Or do you have any, you know, any texts or proof or whatever? Well, people are kind of coming out of the woodwork right now to help you. So I every morning I want you to say to yourself, until this is settled, I want you to open your arms wide above your head and you say, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. Every morning,
mm-hmm.
When you find yourself troubled, you actually open your arms wide above your head and say that to yourself. I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive, okay? So you have this card of you've waited a long time to be able to restart your life, but there are people around you that owe you favors, and it's time to call those in, girl. time to call them in. And then the conclusion card to your reading is the happiest card in the whole deck. So I want you to look up a card called the Sun in traditional tarot. It's the happiest card in the deck. It means a resolution, an agreement, legal papers finally being signed and taken care of. But it says here there are more resources or more people here and willing to help you if you'll let them.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So this is saying that, yeah, this is sort of the last mile of the marathon for you. And as soon as you get past this last mile, everything starts to move forward for you. But one of the biggest lessons that you're supposed to recognize in this whole process is that there are people around you willing to help you.
Okay. I was looking for the lesson in this whole thing. I was really looking, trying to learn. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, is that most of us women that are alive right now have learned to be a no, I can do it myself woman, right? In other words, we'll figure it out. Well, in this case, collaboration, helpfulness from other people that may be smarter than you in certain areas, that's what gets you in that last mile. That's what helps you in this last mile.
Okay.
All right, girl.
Perfect.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
see you,
you
later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. So there are a couple of you here on hold you need to hit the number 1 if you actually want to ask a question on my program. So for those of you that are on hold that haven't pressed the number 1, either you're just enjoying listening to the program or you actually don't want to ask me a question. This is when you press the number 1. So I've seen a couple of you do that. So I'll be coming to your calls here in just a minute. I'm going to go to area code 267. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. Hey. What's your question today?
I'm curious what you're picking up around me with my business, because I seem to be going through this pattern that I get all gung-ho, I plan events, I promote them, I'm excited about teaching, but then it comes closer and, like, I never feel like teaching it, I don't want to be out at night, and it doesn't really help also because not a lot of people sign up or no one signs up, so it's just been this pattern of just disappointment for a long time. So,
well, you know, here's the interesting thing about your cards. Is that I wonder if you slightly change your business model, all right? And when I say slightly change your business model, is that you want to get to a point where somebody is paying you whether there's an audience for your thing or not, all right? So it's either you finding a sponsor or you getting hired, and I'm putting air quotes around that word hired, that you get hired by, because there's this amazing man showing up in your cards. It's not romantic. This is someone that actually is amazing at business. So let's say that the program that you create is to help a specific, very high energy, very successful, say, real estate agent, okay? So you reach out to the real estate agent and say, I want to be the person that helps you be more successful. So I want to talk about this about your business. Or you take the thing you want to talk about, you find the industry that aligns with, and you reach out to whoever the CEO is and say, I would like to do this, you know, Facebook Live or this like a TED Talk for your business, all right? So in other words, you find a sponsor that it means that your time is now paid for whether anyone shows up or not. But what's really nice about this is that you'll have resources that are beyond you that help you promote you. Watch Jessica's vodcast on such and such kind of thing. So, you know, and I get what you're saying. There are times that I know my radio program, my little program here on Blog Talk Radio that I've been doing since 2010, sometimes I don't want to do it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do is I launch the program to do it. I look at the numbers on there and I go, yep, these people need to talk to me. So the way I look at it is even if one person is on my broadcast when I queue it up live, I will usually do the program. You see what I mean? So, so what you can say is that whatever you end up doing is going to be based on the number of participants. So if you only have one person show up, say, well, you were meant to be here, you concentrate more on that one person and whatever their issues are. Do you see what I mean? You fill up the time with the one person. But we
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, sometimes you got to grit it through and do it anyway. So I'm telling you, grit it through and do it anyway. But there's this amazing man here with that appreciates you for exactly what you bring to the table. And it's saying that you run into this person or you find a way to meet this person. And then it's not about, you get more motivated because somebody sees the value in what you do.
Yeah, I need to find a sponsor because I was trying to go after corporate contracts and then that wasn't really working so great. You know, it's all new to me. Yeah.
So tell me the type of program you're doing.
It's dating and relationship, and I also have stuff that's related to current events, like empowered as far as what's going on in the world today, like how to stand in your power.
Okay, so I wonder if the right kind of sponsor might be something that is beneficial to both men and women. Like it could be Old Spice for men and Dove soap for women kind of thing. But I wonder if you start tagging products that men and women, like I would say right now, if I did a survey of women, I would say 8 out of 10 women use Dove soap. I'm just saying. It's my own personal survey. And the reason we like it is there's just something perfect about that soap. It smells good, it's not too strong kind of thing. But anyway, but what your cards are saying here is that there's some shift that happens for you connected with the number 3. So it could be you find this person in March or 3 weeks, or here it is the 3rd of the month and some idea comes to you and you follow it up and then you find, oh, holy crap. Right? I can do this. So so any other peripheral product that would align with people meeting people, like a sponsor could be a gym around you where, you know, hey, we're sponsored by XYZ Fitness Center kind of thing. Well, because a lot of people meet people at the gym and you might do a whole program that, you know, the power of coincidence by meeting someone that's looking to improve themselves in some way. So, all right, girl, that's what I get for
you. Okay.
Thanks for
the
call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
See you later.
Thanks, Mona.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702.
Hello.
Hi, it's Mona. Who's this?
Hello. This is Mia.
Hi, Mia. What's your question today?
Yes, my question is, what is your energy? I just, quit my job, that very, very toxic job that I had. And I'm like going to be starting another job. I'm a nurse. And it's a rehab job is what it is. I'm the kind of person who really don't want to, at this point in time in my life, don't want to like hop from one job to another.
Oh,
and
I don't
I
blame you.
Wanted to find
absolutely.
It. Yeah.
So I want to tell you that first of all, I am incredibly proud of you for leaving that toxic environment. Because for the last year, it feels like you've been in purgatory. It feels like you've been tortured. You know, and part of the reason it feels that way is because people underestimate how capable and how smart you are. So, in other words, they don't treat you very well at that last job, right? And there was a lot of lonesomeness at the last job that it didn't even feel like you connected with your coworkers. So I'm incredibly proud of you for up and leaving, okay? Now, here's what's so interesting. The new job that you're starting looks like you start making friends very quickly with your coworkers. So once that feeling of friendship and camaraderie happens at the new job, you're going to know that you made the right move. Right smack in the middle of your spread is this major card, and it's called the Fool. Now, the card called the Fool doesn't mean foolish behavior. What it means is it means a big leap of trust into a brand new direction, right? So the fact that this card is showing up, and you've told me that you up and quit your job, says to me that you are operating on this big vibration of trust. And I'm applauding that for you. I think that that's marvelous for you. Because what it's saying here is that you are in this space right now where it feels like a lot of doors are going to fly wide open for you. And you are ready for those doors to fly wide open. Okay? So when do you start your new job?
I will be starting my job probably on February 12th.
Okay.
What it is.
Okay.
So
here's the other really interesting thing in your reading. You have three cards that vibrate to the number three. So the 12th in numerology, if you add one and two together, equals three. So you have three number three cards in your spread. You have a card that's called the Fool, which is this big leap in a new direction. And I wonder if maybe you start working in the maternity section, or where people are where women are having their babies, because the number three in the traditional tarot, there's a card called the Empress. It also resonates to a card called Creativity in my deck. But that card is always about fertility, childbirth, surgeries connected with childbirth, the process of having a baby. And I almost wonder if you may be gearing your direction into the operating room that goes along with women having babies. But I'm telling you, your cards are incredibly positive because you took the big step and said, I can't be treated like this anymore. I am so proud of you, Mia. I can't stand it.
I'll be going back as a nurse house supervisor for just a small hospital is what it is. Smaller hospital.
But realize that the smaller hospital for you is probably the best way for you to make valued friendships. That's the best way for that to happen to you. So I'm sitting here looking at your cards and celebrating the fact that you were brave enough to say, you know what? I'm not going to deal with a whole bunch of awful people anymore. I'm just not going to do it.
Yes.
So I'm, again, incredibly proud of you. You're doing exactly the right move. And please keep me updated on what happens, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Mona.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay. Thank
you. Bye.
Okay.
Got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Ray. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Hi, Ray. What's your question today?
My question is has to do with career.
Okay.
If you see anything in the next year, I'm okay where I'm at, but I'm kind of hungry to advance my career, make more money. My culture is awesome, but I want to make more money, significantly more money.
Okay.
But I don't
know what's
the right.
Okay. You realize that the universe has given you a foundation to not worry about money right now. Now, I'm saying that for a reason, okay? So I actually think you could do your job in 3 or 4 hours a day right now because you got it wired. Now,
That's true.
Also have the opportunity or privilege to work in a hybrid work environment where you don't have to actually show up at the office for, 8.5, 9 hours a day, it may be that part of what you do is because you've proven to the people around you that you're capable of doing your job and that you're capable of doing your job remotely. So if there's any way at all that you can make your job a little bit more of a hybrid thing, then I'm going to introduce the other thing I'm seeing for you. So you're actually very well liked where you are right now. And what it's saying is I think that you're going to start some sort of a side gig or business that brings you more money. Because what these cards are talking about is you staying very disciplined for the next year. And it's not about being distracted by romance. It's not about being distracted by maybe even going out a lot with friends. It's you deciding, well, this is the thing I'm going to do that's going to bring me more money. Now, what I love about you, Ray, and I've never met you in person. This is the first time I think we've talked on my program. But what I'm telling you is that there's this really compelling people like you when they meet you vibe. All right? So I wonder if you might go into some sort of public speaking or motivational speaking in some way where you're not quite sure where that's going to lead, but it will connect you with people that you wouldn't have normally gotten connected with. So that said, I'm going to suggest that you find a Toastmasters group, the largest Toastmasters group you can find in your city, and you sign up to become an accomplished speaker. Because there's this fearlessness about you that I keep picking up, that it is, the vibe is now is the time. I keep getting that phrase that's popping in my head for you. Now is the time. So it could be there's a lot of spaghetti you throw up against the wall to see what sticks. So you decide to get trained on being a good public speaker. But it may also be you go to some of the local gig work. There's one out there called Ascent Talent, for example, and they pay anywhere from $25 to $80 an hour, depending on the gig. Okay, so the more secure the gig is, the more confidential the gig is, the higher they pay. All right, but that's a 2 or 3 day at a time thing that you do. Sometimes it's in the evenings. Most of the time, it's on the weekends. You end up making a little extra money. But I also want you to sign up to be an extra in movies, because your personality is so compelling that all you have to do is meet the right person. So for you, 90% of your success is showing up. And it doesn't mean that you dump all your friends. It's just that you only dedicate one night a week to your friends. And all the other time is dedicated to you honing your skills and polishing and cutting those facets to your personality that are going to make you incredibly successful. So if you're asking me the question, will I be rich? The answer to the question is yes, because you're willing to work for it. Mm-hmm. So
that's
here's
interesting
the other
you say
thing.
That. Oh, go ahead.
One more thing, and then I got to let you go. One more thing. One of the things you might do is get your real estate license. Because the fastest way, well, when I say fastest, within 5 years, you could be a multi-million-dollar listing fella. Because you learn like a sponge. But I'm telling you, 90% of your success is because when people meet you, they like you. There's almost this automatic trust that you get with people.
Interesting. Well, just so you know, I've been public speaking for the last 15 years, so I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, now we're going to another level in some way. So it could be that you find a local studio and you start talking about things that are important in a 5 or 10 minute speech, or you set it up yourself to do it yourself and you start posting it. But I'm telling you, I keep getting that there's something bigger here for you by, again, meeting the right person, but I really have to go now. So thanks for your call.
Thank you.
See ya. Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
Your investment keeps an innovative water system meeting demands 24/7, even during the drought. From SNWA's low lake level pumping station at Lake Mead to a virtual modeling system to prevent leaks, to programs that collect real-time data on use and conservation, ongoing investment in leading technology keeps your system safe, secure, and reliable. Your investment, your water. Use it responsibly. Learn more at lvvwd.com. The Las Vegas Valley Water District is a not-for-profit water utility.